Blog Talk Radio. Wells got a little Who singing about the imminent front, starting us off right here today on the Greg Skrull Show. Mr. Clint, I hope you're out there listening. I do not have access to the switchboard, so if you can get into the switchboard and kind of help control things from that aspect, I would appreciate it. Hope everybody's having a good day. Coming to you live from Bell, Oklahoma. Day one of the annual Bell Powwow. I've been coming here about 10 years now, but I don't know how long this powwow's been going on. And in a couple of weeks, we got the big Cherokee National Holiday. That's coming up Labor Day weekend. That's going to be at the Cherokee Ceremonial Grounds in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Got a lot of great stuff going on that week. There's going to be parades. Chief Baker's going to be giving a
speech. Are you ready?
Uh-oh. Does that mean Clint is in the house?
What's up, dude? I am in the studio. Your switchboard, there's somebody else on the line. Caller, you're on the Greg Skrull Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, guys.
Hey!
In the house. What's going on?
I wasn't going to call in today, but I thought, well, it's Friday, and I am really pumped up about tomorrow night, so I thought I'd go
Ladies,
ahead and call in.
Alone. I got no tickets.
I know. The ticket is out.
Oh, gosh, we can go through this again, Clint.
No,
okay.
Well, we're both
what happened to you, the other day? You
I'm having Skype problems like you wouldn't believe. In fact, I was on at the first of the show and it kicked me off, and then I had to get back in. So it's just been.
Well, I know, but you know, the other day when I was on, I think it was Wednesday when I was on. You know, you disappeared from us, and we were really worried about you.
Well, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, we thought we did something to make you mad or something.
Yeah, I told Greg, I said, you work with him every day, so he's probably not as mad as you, but he might be mad at me.
No, you guys, I don't want y'all worrying about stuff. Come on.
Well, you just disappeared. I mean, and it was just
Skype.
We hoped that angry people didn't get him or something, you know?
Yeah, right.
Well, we were sitting there talking about Scott Phoenix, and all of a sudden, poof, you disappeared.
it's ridiculous. I'm hoping that doesn't happen today. The other day on my show, it was my daughter who decided to mess with my router.
Yeah, she was sticking things where things didn't need to be stuck.
That is correct. I unplugged my PlayStation 3 from the interwebs while I'm on the show because I don't want anything cutting out. And so she took the end that's supposed to go on the PS3, she plugged it back into the router. So the router was plugged into itself, which, if you know anything about routers, that throws them into haywire mode. Yeah, every light on that thing was on, and my connection was ridiculous.
Hello.
We were kind of concerned about you, you know. So I mean,
I'm good to go. Yeah, I got caught up with the wrong kind of ladies, and I'm good.
Sounds like it. Just on my way.
Man, I've been getting griped out on Facebook. Holy crap!
Wow.
Yeah, it's the ladies again. This is why I'm single. Because I can't put up with all the nagging.
I think you and me just need to go on a lady boycott.
Well, I'm on a relationship boycott. I can't boycott.
Oh, okay.
Ladies, for all you ladies listening out there, my name is Clint Davis, and I approve this message. Can't really do. Hey, have you seen Dez Bryant? Have you seen this in the news?
No, I haven't seen any news today, brother. So
all right, Dez Bryant, I mean, he's only good for one thing, and that's being on my fantasy football team this year. They've asked him about, I don't even think anybody asked him. He's just volunteering information. He said, he's talking about LeBron James. He said the dude is just that talented. I think it would take him probably about a good 2 weeks to get very acquainted with football, knowing what he's supposed to do. I think all he'd need with his physical ability, I've seen a little bit of his highlights from high school. He's got the hands. He can run routes fast enough. He could play in this league if he put it all together. Come on. Talking about LeBron James, said he'd be beast in the NFL.
Well, he's definitely got the hands. I mean,
golly, everybody's got hands, unless you don't have hands, and then I apologize for that comment.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I guess. Des Bryant had a breakout season last year, 92 catches for 1,382 yards and 12 touchdowns. He better do better than that this year because, like I said, he's on my fantasy team, so I'm hoping for about 120 catches and about 2,000 yards and about 24 touchdowns. That would help me immensely.
Yes, I agree.
LeBron James says he's a diehard Cowboys fan.
So we got a little bromance going on between Dez and LeBron.
Yeah, I guess so. LeBron, looks like LeBron was a wide receiver at St. Vincent St. Mary's in Akron, Ohio, before he gave up the sport as a high school senior. That seems to have been a wise decision, considering the 28-year-old LeBron James has 4 regular season MVPs and 2 NBA Finals MVPs as he nears the middle of his prime.
That's what they call it these days, the middle of his prime.
The middle of his prime at 28. I guess I'm a little past the middle of my prime at 31.
I haven't reached my prime yet. I haven't even reached the middle of my prime. I'm still on an upward swing, so.
I've got a little bit of time left to be 31. I'll be 32 next month. And
I smell birthday parties.
You know, I don't do all that. You know what I mean? And then I was talking earlier, I'm going to be the father of a teenager coming up. 4 months? 4 more months, I'm going to have a teenager. Holy crap. Yep. He came along right after I graduated high school.
Yeah. The genetic jackhammer.
The genetic jackhammer. That's what they call me. Speaking of the genetic jackhammer, Granny Hulkster's on the phone with us today. Hi, Granny.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. Genetic jackhammer.
Are you
PTW? And what?
Yes. Hello.
Say what, Greg?
Oh, I said, are you pumped? Are you primed for TCW?
I am. I'm actually, you know, got my posters ready and everything. And Alan Steele, he made a comment on my Granny Hulkster page the other day because I had made a statement about, you know, getting my posters ready for the show. And he said, don't forget your Alan Steele, I don't like it sign. So I specifically, on the genetic perfection poster I wrote, it's kind of small, so I turned the poster over on the back to school bash poster that I did on the other side. I put, let me find it here, I've got so many posters here that I don't have that many, but I've got a few.
She's a lady dedicated to her craft, boys and girls.
I am.
Right.
I wrote on the back of the, I wrote, all that Alan Steele, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Remember, you know, he was always making that statement when him and Michael Berry were kind of, you know, before him and Michael Berry went their separate ways, you know, and everything. You know, he keeps saying, he would tell Rich Rude, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So I have made Alan Steele, I don't like it sign poster.
separate ways.
Just because he asked me to, you know? I mean, just because he asked me to, so.
Well, there you go. And you got your limited edition 2013 Granny Hulkster World Tour T-shirt ready for tomorrow night. Am I right?
Well, I said, I've got my granny shirt. I mean, you know, I have my yellow shirt that my friend made for me, and I also have a pink one that my same friend made for me, And I actually wore my pink one last April when Mickey James was at TCW. Because Mickey James likes, you know, pink. And so on my pink one, it says, and I'm trying to remember because it's been so long since I wore my pink one, because everybody at TCW, all the wrestlers, they really liked my yellow one instead of my pink one. So I went back to wearing the yellow one. I'm trying to remember. Let's see here.
Sold out, baby!
Oh, God. Oh, Clint. Okay, Clint, hey, calm down.
We're not going to hell. We don't have any tickets.
Okay. My pink, this is what my pink one said. My pink one said, the one, the only, Granny Hulkster. And then on the back, it says, hey, shut up and wrestle. So everybody right. liked, and what I'm going to be doing, guys, here in the next few days, I actually went to Walmart today and took my memory card, and I downloaded a bunch of pictures on CDs so I could download them to my computer.
Quality.
And I knew I had a lot of pictures of, you know, TCW from last year and this year, but oh my gosh. I just didn't realize how many pictures I had. So it's gonna take me a few days to download these, but I'm gonna, on my Granny Hulkster page, I'm gonna download some TCW photo albums, and anybody that wants can share them, can tag themselves. Feel free to share the pictures because I've got a bunch. I've got some pictures before Doink passed away, which those are going to be very cherished, I'm sure, by many people, you know, God rest his soul. So I've got several pictures with Doink in it, you know, and of course, all the TCW stars. But, so it's going to take me a few days to work on that. But, you know, since I'm not working, that'll give me something to do.
Well, there you go.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Yes. I'm good.
Hey, okay. I got some news I want to share.
Okay.
There is an athlete that I would like to recognize. His name is Luke Vandermolen. He was in the Northwest Arkansas Championship swim competition. It was his first meet. And he placed first in the 100-yard relay, second place in the 25-yard backstroke, and third place in the 25-yard freestyle. Luke Vandermolen is my cousin, and he is, what is he, like seven now, eight? Eight and under, huh? Seven maybe? Luke is seven, yeah. 7 years old, 25-yard freestyle, third place. Out of eight total boys who swam, Luke is seven. Four of the other boys were eight and had a lot of experience, and he still plays third. This kid's an athlete. I don't think
like,
people.
Like a,
yeah, I, you know he.
The pool.
He's starting to play baseball now. He's never played baseball in his life, and then his dad, my cousin Mark, put him on a baseball field, got him involved in baseball. The kid's good, man. I've seen him run for touchdowns on the football field. I've seen him do all kinds of stuff, hitting the ball like crazy on the baseball field. And now he's got it going on here in the swim meets. So
awesome.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Luke Vandermolen. He's a big shout out to cousin Luke. I haven't seen Luke since he was probably just little tiny baby. I haven't seen him in forever. So,
don't forget, fans, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. We got Master Clint sitting there manning the switchboards.
Yeah.
Got the chat room open, I hope. I don't know.
Fixing to.
Well, you know Amy's got to have her way to communicate.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah, chat room's opening up right now, and we are connecting to the server as we speak.
Woo-hoo!
I am the only one in the chat room.
Oh, Amy will be there shortly. Amy, the chat room's open. Come on in.
Yeah.
The
water's warm.
We got to hook those two crazy kids up.
Who?
Amy and Hillbilly.
Amy and Hillbilly Steve, yeah.
Hillbilly Steve!
Hillbilly Steve is... now, I talked to somebody after the show today.
Uh-oh.
After XFI Live went off the air. Guess who shot me a message?
Who?
LaToya.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah, LaToya, yeah, she missed the show on Tuesday, so she had to go back and listen to Tuesday's show. She also listened to today's show. Hillbilly Steve. Yeah, so anyway.
Listening to today's show and she didn't die from laughing?
No, she didn't. She's good to go. Yeah, so... Good
so what is
there.
The story with that? So did you give us any other juicy tidbits?
Man, I don't know, to be honest with you. What happened was I set the man up for failure. You know, I don't know who Hillbilly Steve is. People think I do. I've been accused of knowing who Hillbilly Steve is, and I don't. Hillbilly Steve, I've told everybody this. I got to tell Granny Hulkster the story. Hillbilly Steve called in when XFI Live first aired, and you know he wants to. He's about a 300 pounder, and he wants to get back in shape. He wants to get his health back, his weight back in check. You know he wants to get in a cage. He wants to fight, and he took a liking to LaToya Murphy. Someone I've had in class. I actually taught LaToya. She was in Wave 3. And yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, just shy of talking about a married woman. I mean, you know, she's a good-looking lady. But, you know, Hillbilly Steve took a liking to her and asked me some questions about her. And rather than tell him that she's married... I just let him go find out for himself.
That's normally the best.
So, Hillbilly Steve could be facing a restraining order at this point. We don't know yet.
She didn't confirm yes or no.
No, that wasn't something that I wasn't going to ask about legal issues. So there you have it.
I'm asking, by God. I'll ask the tough question.
All right, what's the question?
LaToya, call into the show. We've got to know, is Hillbilly Steve facing a restraining order or not? I'm nosy. I don't mind asking. I'll let Clint off the hook off this one, but the fans have got to know. The fans want to know. We want the truth.
You can't handle the truth. You can't handle front row VIP is sold out. Sorry. They keep asking.
That's the truth. Sold out.
So what other good news you got for us today?
Well, I think I'm about got my cousin Mark here to listen into the Greg Squirrel show.
Sweet.
And
have we got the boys at Madhouse listening to the Greg Squirrel show? That's the important question.
You know, I don't know. I need to...
Is it Zippy?
No, it's not Zippy. It's Skippy.
Skippy and the boys. Well, there should be a Zippy. We need a listener named Zippy. Just so I can say hello, Zip.
Hang on, I gotta type a message real quick. Where's Granny Hulkster?
I'm still here.
So Granny Hulk,
I've been listening to you all talk, so I'm still here.
Granny Hulkster, I love you, babe, so I need you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
I need you to pick me up one of the TCW
wrestling real their real wrestling T-shirts.
No, the new one that they have for sale.
Yeah.
Do they have a new one?
The black one. It says wrestling is back. Wrestling is back, and it's got all the different wrestling holds on the T-shirt listed, like DDT, and yeah, I know which one you're talking about. The black one, the new one that they have.
Yeah, if it's not too expensive and you think you can afford it, if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. But I need it. I would love a 2XX.
Granny Hulkster, if you've got PayPal, you get it fixed up.
Because I'm a fat bastard. I'm a fat boy, so I need.
So, Greg, you want a double extra large?
2X.
2X.
Dang, I didn't know we were throwing out sizes on the air here.
Hey, I don't mind telling people I'm a fat bastard.
Wow, jeez.
Okay, Clint, you were asking me something. What were you asking me, sir?
Oh, I was just telling you. See, Lane's upset now. I was just saying if you've got PayPal, we'll get you hooked up to get the shirt, to money to get the shirt. Right,
oh,
Squirrel?
Oh, well. I see Greg periodically once in a while. I mean, I don't live very far from Greg. I can hook up with him somewhere. And so.
Thank you, Granny Hulkster. Love you, babe.
You're welcome.
Don't forget, we're coming to you live from the Bell Powwow right here, Bell, Oklahoma. We are just a few hours. We had a neat little opening ceremony this morning. Had Native American drums out here with some Native American singers as we hoisted the American flag for a Native American veteran that has passed away. And so that's per tradition. That flag will be flying for the remainder of the powwow. And, hey, I got some awesome news. Coming up Labor Day weekend is Cherokee National Holiday in Tahlequah. And they came to me this morning and they said, Greg, we would be honored to fly your dad's flag one evening at Cherokee Nation Holiday. So that's just like uber cool.
Now this, you're talking about the flag that draped his casket when he passed, is that right?
Yes, the flag off from my dad's casket.
Wow, that's a pretty big honor, buddy.
That's a very big honor. I mean, considering some of the people in the past, I guess the most notable, Wilma Mankiller, who was a former chief of the deputy of the Cherokee Nation. So, I mean, my dad, you know, so I just thought it was real cool when they asked, you know, if it would be possible to fly dad's flag, because,
yeah.
I mean, once again, that's just one of those things that you don't go pursuing. They come to you. And so they came to me and they said, and I said, well, of course.
Wow. Good stuff.
Well, we got a full night. We got Grand Intrigue coming up later on here tonight. We got some vendors. I've done had some fantastic hot dogs. I had a bratwurst that would knock. I had a bratwurst that would give Chicago a run for its money.
Wow.
And
speaking of food, I need to figure out what to do tonight. Now, you're in, Bell is up there by Stillwell, is that right?
Right, it's just outside of Stillwell. So,
all right. And that is, if you go just north of Stillwell, that is the location for Border Wars coming up here tomorrow night.
That's right.
West Siloam Springs. It's on the Oklahoma side.
Right, and they're having the weigh-ins tonight at La Jerta, starting in about 30 minutes, I believe it is, starting at 5 o'clock. They're having the weigh-ins at La Jerta Mexican Restaurant, who is an official sponsor of Border Wars, right there in Siloam Springs. So we invite all the MMA fans in Northwest Arkansas, get out to La Jerta and have you some great Mexican food and watch the weigh-ins. And pose downs, all that fun stuff, smack talk, you know, it's all going to be taking place tonight as these guys are like a bunch of wild animals in cages that have just been poked and prodded and teased and everything. They are ready to be let out of the cage
so they can get after each other. So once again, I believe there's still tickets available, and Dirty, if I remember correct, $30. If you wait and pay at the door, the tickets are going to go up $5, $35 general admission, $40, I believe it is. Don't quote me on that because I do not have my price information sheet here in front of me for ringside and all that fun stuff. But it's going to be a great night. We, you know, we mentioned before Colin Bobrink. He's going to be on the card. We got some ladies going to be duking it out. And, I mean, it's going to, I kind of like the back of my cards that used to announce the result. It's going to be a, it's going to be a bone snapping, jaw breaking, run home to their mama because they got a little boo boo, hard hitting MMA action.
Yeah, it's supposed to be some good stuff. Will Walker from this area has been a champion with Extreme Fighting Inc. He is making his professional fighting debut in West Siloam Springs tomorrow night. And Colin Bobrink is also Coach Bobrink out at Southside, wrestling coach. He's also making his return to the cage. So I've been keeping up with Colin and his weight cut process. And I was thinking about eating Mexican food tonight, and then he said something about being at a Mexican place and having to tell the lady with the chips and the salsa to get lost because he's still cutting weight. So that sounds good. Hey, I got to read you a message I just got. Now, I get stuff like this all the time, and I'm not trying to brag on myself. Yeah, I am. Let's face it. It says, okay, Clint, I listened to your show for the first time today, and I must say, wow, great job. I guess I missed the part about your decision. What was it? Yes, I honestly listened and laughed. Also laughed hearing your voice and thinking about when you watched that scary Michael Jackson video and your actions. Typing this, I'm cracking up now. When I have a bad day, I try to think of that to make me laugh. I was telling people about you at work the other day. That came from a friend of mine. If you don't know about the decision, guys, something big happened in my life. I was asked to replace, or not really replace, but I guess, how would you say that?
Take over.
I guess take over, yeah. For Kid Craddock in the morning. True story. And so I made my decision, and my decision is on today's episode of XFI Live. And go to blogtalkradio.com/XFI Live and click on today's episode. I'm not going to tell you what that decision is. You're going to have to listen to the show. I think, you know, it was my goal to hit 20,000 listeners in 4 months. It's been 3 months and some change, and I'm probably going to hit 20,000 by tomorrow. Hello, is this thing on?
Yeah, I'm really strong.
Okay. That got no reaction. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. So, yeah, 20,000. The show's been listened to that many times. Can't believe it. It's good stuff. We're trying to get Mark Vandermolen hooked up with today's Greg Squirrel show. So, Mark, if you're listening, hope you made it into the end of the episode here. We talked a little bit a minute ago about Luke. Talk about Luke Vandermolen. Luke Vandermolen is a stud. Now, this has nothing to do with the fact that we come from the same bloodline. But he's an all-around athlete. Look, the kid, I mean, he played football, I guess, for the first time and just tore it up. He's started baseball for the first time in his life. He's hitting the ball like you wouldn't believe. Now he gets into swimming. The first time he's ever done anything like this, ever. First state meet, his third swim competition, his first state meet. He places third in the 25-yard freestyle. He places second in the 25-yard backstroke, and he comes in first place in the 100-yard relay. How you like that?
Awesome.
Luke Vandermolen, 7 years old. What a kid. I haven't seen any of those kids. It's been years, I guess, now Been a long time. But, hey, who knows? We might have a little family get-together or something coming up. And
awesome.
You never know. Might have to do something over Christmas or I don't know.
As Christmas is just around the corner.
People Christmas is definitely around the corner. Yeah, I'm going to have – look, here's how it's going to go down. Next month, I turn 32, right? I mean, this is going to be my first birthday as a single man again, and I am jumping for joy about this. I'm going to have my birthday next month, and then in December, my son is going to be a teenager. He's going to turn 13 on December 15th. Yeah, he shares check this out. He shares a birthday with my great-grandmother, who I named my daughter after. So my son has her birthday, and my daughter has her name, Lily. And yeah, she was born in 1908, and she died in 2001. She saw everything from Teddy Roosevelt being president, the Titanic going down in 1912 when she was 4 years old, all the way to 9/11. She died a week after 9/11 went down.
Wow.
Yeah, from the Titanic to 9/11. That's a pretty big life there, you know?
Yeah.
Had another great-grandmother. I got to tell you about this. We called her Mimi. Now, Mimi was special. Now, everybody talks about their grandparents, and they all say they were special, but you just don't know how special. Mimi passed away Christmas Day, I think, 2006, maybe. If I'm wrong, somebody help me out here. But she died around the same time Gerald Ford, President Ford, died. So we go to Mimi's funeral. She was in her 90s as well, like 94 or something like that. We go to her funeral. All the flags are at half-mast for Mimi's funeral. And I think it was Mark. I think it was Mark that turned to us while we were there, and he said only Mimi could pull this off, getting the flags at half-mast for the funeral. So it was around the same time, and so, yeah, good story there. Miss those ladies. But, you know, hey, man, they lived long, long lives, good lives, too. So
long, enjoyable lives.
Yes, long and enjoyable lives. They had many grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and good stuff. Now, I didn't get to meet my pawpaw. He died the year before I was born. He died in 1980, and then I came along in 1981. But their last name is my middle name, Chambers. That's my middle name. And I always said if I had another son, I would want to keep that name going. But I ain't having any more kids. Sorry, ladies. Not going to do it. So if any of you is trying to baby me up out there, it ain't going to work. There's my son, speak of the devil. He just texted me, said, hey, Dad.
Da 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 baby daddy.
Baby, yeah, that's all I need is another, never mind. I'm not even going to go. That's a slippery slope. Not going to go down that road.
Woohoo!
Good stuff.
Come on. Well, let's be talking about this, because I tried to get you into it on XFI Live, and you wouldn't jump on the hook. You were a smart little fishy.
Right.
Well, let's talk about Tito Ortiz and Quentin.
Yeah. Look, I'm at a loss for words here. I don't know what are they doing, first of all? I mean, Tito, you're in the Hall of Fame. Settle down, buddy. Just let it go, right? But no, that's not how it's going to work. Tito's got to have something going on all the time. He's kind of like me. Too many hands in the cookie jar. And yeah, that's about it, I guess, here.
Yeah, because, you know, Bellator, they're going to try to hold their first pay-per-view, and the main event is Rampage and Tito. Well, then last night on TNA Wrestling, there's been this mysterious video popping up the last week or so saying August 1, you know, August, that's all it was said, August 1, I'm making my appearance at TNA. And everybody knows that Quentin Rampage Jackson, not only is he doing the MMA stuff, but he is a part of the main event mafia.
where.
Oh, see, I haven't seen a single TNA impact, so I didn't know that. So.
Yeah, so Quentin Rampage Jackson is a member of the Main Event Mafia with Sting, Kurt Angle, Magnus, Samoa Joe.
Magnus, how the hell did he end up in there?
I don't know, Dave, because they feel he is the future of TNA.
Magnus?
I don't see a future for a toilet, okay? I just, what kind of future does a toilet have? You know, so anyway.
Wow, God. Folks, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. This is the Greg Squirrel Show. And nothing that was just said by Greg Squirrel has anything to do with Clint Davis. So, all right, you were saying something about toilets, sir?
So last night they got their big pay-per-view coming up. So they said they were going to make an offer to Aces and Eights, who is Bully Ray, Mr. Anderson, Garrett Bischoff, one of the Briscoes, Offspring, and I can't remember who the other guy is. So at the next big pay-per-view, they made the big announcement that Aces and Eights versus the Main Event Mafia, whichever particular wrestler gets pinned is permanently gone from TNA. Well, so then after they went through all that rah-rah, well, all this music playing, everybody thought it was either going to be Batista or Hardcore Holly. It turned out to be neither one. It turned out to be Tito Ortiz.
Right.
So now they've kind of expanded the belief, reality, into make-believe, and so everybody take it from there.
What are they trying to do? Like, are they trying to make Bellator and TNA? Are they trying to... I mean, I don't get it. I guess I just don't get it.
Okay, well, here's my opinion, and for all you wrestling fans out there, if you don't like what I say, well, you know, I got two words for you. They just completely destroyed Bellator's reputation and their main event by putting this crap. I mean, Tito Ortiz, Rampage Jackson in a cage, yeah, that's believable. We're going to buy it. But there's been too many people out there that have trying to run the rumor mill, well, that MMA is also predetermined, just like professional wrestling. And all TNA and Bellator has done is add fuel to that fire. Now, like I say, that's my opinion. Clint Davis may not agree with me. Granny Hulkster may not agree with me, and that's fine and dandy, but that's my opinion.
Everybody has opinions, so.
That's
know.
Right.
But I just felt that Bellator, who's trying to get up there in the MMA world, you know, they had Ortiz. And they had Rampage in the main event for their first pay per view. Well, now with Ortiz and Rampage doing this pro wrestling thing, they've just kind of added more fuel to the argument about MMA being predetermined. Also, I know it's not. Clint knows it isn't. But that does it doesn't help the talk.
I think we're losing a little bit of credibility here.
Yeah. I agree.
I think we're losing a little bit of credibility. I don't know. Hey, if you guys want to weigh in on the whole deal, 347-326-9073. Call in. Let us know what you think about this. Tito Ortiz and Rampage going after it in a pay-per-view. I mean, come on, seriously.
Yes.
You know what I mean, man?
I know what you mean.
I don't know. I don't get it. All right, let's see. Mark is he's listening now. He is he was able to get in. He was having an issue with speakers. And have you ever had a problem trying to listen to these shows on your phone, Squirrel? I have, and I've had several people tell me. Mark's not just the only one that's told me. I've had several people say that they either get cut off or they can't listen to the show. On an iPhone or something.
Well, Well, this is the, you know, this is the first time in, well, since I discovered Skype, and I never had any issues with Skype.
Skype. It's killing me.
And, but, you know, I know they're at the very beginning when we first started doing the show. They're in the first couple of minutes of the show. When I was using the phone, it would cut me off, but then after the first 5 or 10 minutes, everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had, but Skype's never cut me off, so I don't know, Bubba.
Skype's been killing me here lately. Now, we're going to have to talk about this because it's going down tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff going down tomorrow in the MMA world and in the wrestling world. Traditional Championship Wrestling, TCW, presents Back to School Bash 4. That is going to be right here at the Fort Smith Convention Center, 55 South 7th Street in Fort Smith, right between the Marriott and the Holiday Inn. This is where we at the XFI hold our events. Gosh, I guess we had 1,100 or 1,200 people at our last live event. There was so many people there, it was ridiculous. Saturday, August 3rd, tomorrow, bell time, 6:30 p.m., VIP seating. Folks, if you were able to get your tickets, front and second row VIP tickets, which are sold out right now, VIP seating includes an after party with free pizza and soda. Also, you save 10% by purchasing online tickets at TCWWrestling.com. Watch TCW Fridays at 11 p.m. on Cox Sports in this area. And on the Pursuit channel at midnight, TCW Hotline is posted on their website here, 501-463-4227. Wrestling is back. Matt Hardy's in town, to be honest with you. Matt Hardy and Trevor Murdoch both used to perform with WWE. I guess that's what they do, perform. Ticket outlet.
La, 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 la.
Well, I'm not sure, Clint, if any of the ticket outlets actually have tickets left, to be honest. I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
I mean,
I bet they've got general admission. What do you think?
They might have a few, but I had to get tickets, I know, from a lot of the outlets to fill orders that were being sold online, too. So I'm not sure where everything stands on that. But I do know how they're planning on doing everything, you know, as far as they're going to open the doors for everybody at 5:30. And then the people that purchased the photo tickets to have their picture taken with Matt Hardy, they're going to do that from 5:30 until 6, because there were limited tickets available for that as well. And then they're going to have their warm-up match. Bell time is at 6:30. Then after the show, that's when they're going to do the VIP, basically meet and greet. Instead of doing the meet and greet before the show, they're going to do the meet and greet after the show at the VIP party.
Yeah.
So everybody that has general admission tickets will leave, and then the ones that have VIP front row and second row tickets will get to stay for the pizza party and soda, free soda after the show.
Now, I'm doing something real quick. You guys bear with me for just a second.
Uh-oh.
Hey, do you guys still have tickets for TCW this weekend?
I sure don't. You'll have to get online.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
Well, you heard it right there. D&D Pawn no longer has tickets for the Back to School Bash 4. That's just one of the places. So, yeah, Granny Hulkster, you may be right. We may not have any tickets at these outlets. They did have tickets at D&D Pawn and Larry's Pizza in Fort Smith and Super Save Drug in Van Buren. I bet they love having tickets for a wrestling event. Let's see. What else we got here? We got a special tag match, Matt Hardy and Americos versus The Empire. The TCW Junior Heavyweight title, the fourth match in the Best of Seven series, John Saxon versus Kincaid, the Bradford family, is barred from ringside for the entire series. Now, we talked to John Saxon. Look, settle down, you two. But we talked to John Saxon here on the Greg Squirrel Show once before.
We got no more tickets.
We're sold out!
Sorry. Titan versus Murdoch, Sigmund versus Purple Haze, Tim Storm versus Brandon Collins, Cerebus versus All That, Alan Steele. We got a grudge match rematch. Folks, if you want to see a one-legged wrestler, seriously, you know, we've all heard that, what is it, the proverbial one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Zach Gowan and the golden boy, Greg Anthony. I want to talk to Greg Anthony. I wonder if we can get him on the show at some point. I just don't know. How do you prepare for a match with a one-legged person?
Well, I'll tell you, this is going to be the third time that Golden Girl has faced Zach Gowan.
Hey, easy now, Golden Girl.
Hey, I can't help it. You know, the first time he faced him was at the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion back in 2012 out in Las Vegas. Then he wrestled Zach Gowan, wanted a rematch, and so Zach Gowan came to Clarksville for Rumble Riot. And Zach Gowan beat him there, and now Golden Girl wants a grudge rematch against Zach Gowan, so he is being brought back to Back to School Bash number 4.
Man.
Just a golden
What a deal. You know, if there's one thing I know, it's the ladies love a little TCW wrestling. You know, I've told people these stories. I was Rich Rude's driver at one point. I've hung out backstage with the likes of beautiful Bobby Eaton and Jake the Snake Roberts, and no telling how many people here. Jay Lethal, Harley Race. I mean, there are all kinds of people. You know, I started going to TCW events, Granny, around the same time you did. It was a small Fort Smith Event Center. The venue was horribly tiny, and we've watched it grow into a seriously like a global organization. I mean, they're in 30 or 40 million homes now across the country. You know, they're traveling everywhere. You know, before it was like Clarksville, Pine Bluff, Fort Smith, stuff like that. Man, I'm talking Mississippi Meltdown now. I'm talking Memphis. All over the place. They're everywhere.
They're going to Tennessee in September. They've been in Springfield, Missouri. And I know Colonel Tom Parker has been looking at other places up to go back to Missouri again, maybe Springfield again, maybe Branson. I mean,
September 6th, Nashville, Tennessee at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. October 5th, the Frank Cochran Center in Meridian, Mississippi. November 2nd, the Vicksburg City Auditorium in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And November 16th, right back here in Fort Smith, Arkansas, at the Convention Center. You know, I've watched this. I've watched TCW go. And I started out on a street team selling tickets for these guys. You know, I don't even know how I got hooked up with Matt Riviera, but I don't know. He called me one day and he said, "You want to sell tickets?" And I said, "Yeah, you bet your sweet ass I do." So I got a hold of tickets. You know, when I was teaching classes, I had every 3 weeks I would have 30 or 40 new people come in and out of my class. I worked in a place that had 500 people or more in it at any given time. I had these posters, these event posters, up in my classroom. I brought tickets to my classroom and would sell tickets in my classroom. And, you know, I've seen it go from, you know, maybe 300 people at an event to now thousands of people are showing up for this stuff. And so I'm glad to see
Granny needs. Maybe Granny needs to become part of TCW's street team.
I mean, you got the rapport with people. Everybody knows who you are. I bet $100 bill, Granny Hulkster, you could walk down the street in Fort Smith, Arkansas, a place you don't even live in, and you could sell tickets.
I bet I could sell them up here in Springdale, too, where I live.
I guarantee. Now, how far are you from Bella Vista?
Probably about 20 minutes, maybe.
Oh, okay. That's where the stud, the all-around athlete, Luke Vandermolen, that's where they live, is in Bella Vista, so... you guys aren't too far apart. But seriously, I guarantee you, Granny Hulkster, you can walk down the street with a handful of tickets and you could sell every one of them bad boys. And you wouldn't have to say a word. It's kind of like when I walk out my front door.
I'd even be glad to wear my Granny Hulkster shirt just because.
Yeah, yeah, you got to have that look. I mean, geez, you're all over Facebook. I mean, I've got 1,200 and something friends, and I don't just add people. Like, people I've either worked with you or went to church with you or went to school with you or was in the Navy with you or something. There's something. I have some type of tie to everybody on my friends list. And I guarantee, I mean, you're on Facebook. You put these pictures and stuff out from these events. Other people put pictures from these events on Facebook. And people are like, there's Granny Hulkster.
Yep. I enjoy doing what I do.
Yeah. Hey, Amy is in the... Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That is,
she was.
I am not talking to her. Holy cow. I'm in what they call a little bit of hot water with the ladies right now. So,
who just blasted you?
No, nobody blasted me. You know how I do. I take it in stride. I mean, it takes a lot to ring my bell. It takes a lot to get me all hot and bothered. And it's not. Man, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
So, booyah.
Booyah, baby.
Yay, yay.
What else we got up in the news? We know we got TCW this weekend in Fort Smith. We know we got Border Wars going on. In
got Border Wars. We've got also, we've got UFC 163 this weekend.
With the Asian zombie.
The Korean zombie. Yeah, Aldo and the Korean zombie. If you are not going to watch this, I don't know if I'm going to cover this on the XFI's Facebook page. Usually, I cover these pay-per-views. You know, there's a lot of fight fans who just can't afford, to get these $40, $50 pay-per-views. And if you're anything like me and you just made two gigantic child support payments, I'm not paying for a pay-per-view either. But then again, I haven't paid for one in God knows how long. It's been forever. But yeah, the fight card for this is not very stellar, to be honest with you, for UFC 163.
Clint, basically we're going to get another Dana White blast saying this pay-per-view sucked again, aren't we?
Look, Dana White went absolutely ballistic the other day. I hated that I had to play that clip with him, you know, dropping the F-bomb on my show on XFI Live. But what you didn't hear was the three or four Fs that came after that one. I mean, I cut his interview off early. That's like a 7-minute interview, and I gave it maybe 45 seconds or something. You know, it just, yeah, I mean, you know, he really didn't blast UFC on Fox 8. He blasted Rory McDonald and Jake Ellenberger. What a terrible, terrible fight. I mean, it looked like these guys were going to go skipping out of the ring and go antiquing. I mean, it was terrible. You know, Rory McDonald, you know, says he's capable of death and destruction and all this other stuff, and he played it totally safe.
He bore people to death. I mean, come on.
Well, it was ridiculous. You know, like I was saying, I mean, my dad never watches MMA, but, you know, I had him into this one, and even he said something about that fight. You know, I mean, obviously these two guys, you know, apparently they were headed into this as like a number one contenders fight. But now we know that Rory is not he's not going to be fighting for a title. So,
right. Ooh. Phone lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. 347-326-9073. You got me coming to you live from the Bell Powwow. You got Clint Davis in the studio running the board. So if you got a question, a comment, you got a shout out, somebody you want to say hi to, give us a call right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. I'm looking at the shaved ice people. We got some shaved ice people over. Hell yeah. We got
and folks, if you're not familiar with Greg Squirrel, he is the newest inductee into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. This all went down a couple of weekends ago. Any word on that ring? Is it in the mail? Is it there yet? What do you got?
The ring is being made. I should have it on my finger by the middle of August.
The middle of August. That is this month. Wow. Man, it is 5 o'clock in the p.m., and once again, this is the Greg Squirrel Show.
I'm sorry, my bad. Middle of September.
Middle of September. That'll work. My birthday is September 10th.
Well,
man, let me tell you how crazy it was turning 20 years old. Now this is what 12 years ago now. September 10th, 2001, everything was fine. I had a normal birthday. I was on base down in Pensacola, Florida. The next day, I wake up and go to class, and the grits hit the pan. That was when 9/11 went down. We had this instructor. I was learning shipboard firefighting, aircraft firefighting, flight deck firefighting. We had this instructor who was had been in the Navy, I guess, probably 20-something years. Chief Parsons. I'll never forget this lady. She was mean. She was mean as a snake.
Was she
hot? Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I would never. I hope she's never going to listen to the show. She would kill me. Anyway, she came in the class and was just in tears. And I thought, man, it takes a lot to shake this lady up. So, you know, what's going on? She turned on the TV and didn't say a damn word to any of us. She turned on the TV and she made us watch. And then she stood up after we watched probably 45 minutes or an hour of what was going on. And she gave us a speech that I'll never forget as long as I live. And she said, life just got serious. And she paced in front of the classroom for a while. And she told us that, you know, we were either going to be sent to our ships or, you know, the people that were going to shore duty. She said, you brand new sailors in the fleet need to buckle up because you've got a big job ahead of you. And sure enough, that's the way it went. I don't even think I've told you what we did. Granny Hulkster doesn't even know this story. We got deployed. It's almost been 11 years. It was August of 2002. We got to the USS Nassau. We got deployed. We had thousands of Marines on board from the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit. HMM 263, which is a helicopter squadron. They were anyway. I don't even know if they're still around. And we left. You know, we were going out just to support, what was going down in Afghanistan. We were going to head out to the Persian Gulf and do, you know, some fun stuff, tootle around in the sea. We had a captain of the ship. He didn't like being pulled in to places. He liked to be out on the water. He was a sea captain. We hit all kinds of cool places. Before the deployment, we went down to St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. We were supposed to go to Spain. In fact, we were supposed to be in Spain on my birthday that year, and we didn't make it into the port. Something had pulled in there or something like that. I don't know. But we went to Greece, we went to Croatia, we went to Turkey. Croatia was probably my favorite. I drank on a $5 bill for 3 days, and stuff was cheap over there. So, but anyway, we made it. Well, there was a peacekeeping mission that we had to do at the Horn of Africa. So we're out there by the Horn of Africa, and I don't know what happened, but I remember we had a captain's call or something, and the captain of the ship said that we were headed north into the Persian Gulf because there was some stuff going down. October of 2002 apparently was when Congress passed, you know, everybody blames Bush, idiots. Congress passed the resolution to go to war in Iraq. And so we headed north into the Persian Gulf. While we're in this, you know, we dropped our Marines off a bunch of you know, helicopters and equipment that we had. We dropped them off in on the ground. We had, gosh, what was it? We got extended twice indefinitely. Imagine that. We thought we were supposed to come back home at one point in the deployment, and we had another captain's call, and the captain of the ship said we've been extended indefinitely, so we don't know when we're going home. Then right about the time we thought we were going to turn around and head back, we got extended indefinitely again. So that was a wonderful deployment. But, yeah, good stuff. I don't even know how we got on that subject. It's story time with Clint Davis. Gather around, kids. Grab your popcorn.
Gather up, grab your popcorn. Clint's telling a story. Look out.
Clint is telling stories. Yeah, so that was good stuff. Man, I've got a ton of stories that I could tell about being in the Navy. I don't remember most of what happened while I was in the Navy. You know what? I might should write a book. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good idea. I don't know who in the hell would buy the book.
I know Tom Clancy might take it, turn it into a movie. You never know.
I bet a lot of people would buy your book, Clint.
You think so?
Yeah.
We'd pimp it on the Greg Squirrel Show. You might sell one.
I've got you two fooled, I guess. I don't know. I don't think anybody would. You know who would read my book? These floozy females that are running around talking a bunch of. Well, there's only one. The one that's mad at me. I bet she would read my book. How about that?
Hey, let's bash some people.
Do you need me to tell the story about what happened? I have a fear of commitment, all right? I love the ladies.
No, not that story. We're not bashing
ladies. I still want to tell this story.
Oh, okay.
I love the ladies. I'm a connoisseur of fine women. But I'm afraid of commitment. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the times I was married, I didn't even want to be in a relationship. I had seriously cold feet. And went ahead and did it anyway. That's when you know you've made a mistake, right? To the nice, hot ex-wife of mine, I apologize for those comments. I don't have a bad thing to say about you. She's a very nice lady. Summer.
Just the other bimbos he was married to.
Just the other one mainly. Horrible. Horrible decisions on my part. Yeah, I'm not known for making the best decisions. But, you know, the older I get, I'm trying to realize that I need to slow down a little bit. You know, like when I do something, I jump in head first and go, it's all or nothing. I go for the gusto, if you will. And now I'm learning how to slow down. Look, if I had a nickel, and I'm going to use some language here. If I had a nickel for every woman that I could be in a relationship with right now, I would have a shitload of nickels. All right? So it's not something that I'm going to do. It's not something I want to do. I drag my feet. I tend to drag my feet. Maybe I say things that keep people hanging on. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I'm not perfect by any means. But I have upset the ladies around here. So that's kind of the boat that I'm in right now. Now, let's talk some trash. What's the deal?
I just thought we'd talk more trash about your buddy JT.
Yeah, JT Tilly, the show fight guy. Look, let me tell you about this bitch. This guy, he confronts me on Facebook for talking about his event being on pay-per-view.
No,
are you out of your mind?
I'm
trying to do the gentleman a favor because people like me can't drive to Branson on a Saturday because I got my kids. I guess I could drive to Branson. I probably could have stayed up there. I've got Marriott rewards points. I probably could have taken the kids to Silver Dollar City. Now, who am I fooling? Look, with the child support payments I got to make, there ain't nobody going on any vacations around here. But if I could have, if I could have driven to Branson, I would have gone to this. You know, I would have hit up Silver Dollar City, something like that. I would have hit up this event. It was an outdoor event, and I'm sure it was a lovely. Maybe 200 or 300 people showed up. It was nothing like an XFI live event. We have thousands of people show up. And, you know, so, he gets on to me for talking about this thing being on pay-per-view. Now, people like me want to spend a couple of bucks. Look, Megan Goodwin, one of the best female fighters I've ever seen. There's no telling how far she's going to go. Sky's the limit for her. She goes up there. She just about got put through the Branson screw job and just about lost the title fight because the referee, who was terrible, clearly had it out for Megan because she wasn't the hometown favorite. Megan ends up beating the brakes off of this broad she was fighting, and ended up winning the title, right? So now I think she's the women's featherweight champion up there. And then, of course, Sean Bales with Wolfpack MMA in Grove, Oklahoma. He was there. He fought as well. I mean, it was worth my $14.99 to see these two people fight, to watch Megan Goodwin, to watch Sean Bales. It was worth my $14.99 to get. I'd never heard of the promotion. Figured I'd throw him a bone. We'd talk about him on the Greg Squirrel Show. I don't talk about him on XFI because I'm a board member with XFI, and I'm not going to sit there on a show about XFI and talk about it. But, geez, you heard the show today. It was terrible. We talked about my love life and other other funny things. But, yeah, so then, you know, I'm a fan. I'm an MMA fan. I bought a pay-per-view. This guy made money off of me. And after the pay-per-view is over, this guy confronts me on Facebook again for having an opinion. You're a fight promoter, right? You run a company. Why are you going around alienating your fans? I mean, I had no problem becoming a show fight fan at all. But, you know, I've heard how he does business behind the scenes. I don't know of anybody that likes the guy, anybody that I've talked to anyway, and I've had several people come out of the woodwork and talk about him. But, yeah, man, you don't confront fans with an opinion. I mean, seriously, you don't like their opinion, that's fine, but you don't have to treat people like garbage. Phone lines are open, folks, 347-326-9073. This is the Greg Squirrel Show. My name is Clint Davis. I am joined in Bell, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Greg Squirrel is with us. And also in Springdale, Arkansas, we've got Granny Hulkster on the phone. How you doing, Granny?
I'm good.
Roger that. Now, you guys are gearing up for TCW's Back to School Bash 4 tomorrow. Now, give me a typical Saturday in the Granny Hulkster household. Now, you guys, what are you going to do? You're going to get up about 4:30 and start cooking eggs, make some coffee, and I'll be there about 5. And then you guys, what time are the Hulksters, what time are we getting in the truck and heading down to Fort Smith?
Well, okay, actually what we're going to do is we're probably going to spend the night at my son's apartment tonight because we are going to take his dog to the doggy daycare since we're going to be gone most of the day tomorrow. That way, because we don't have anybody to go check on Mr. O and take him outside, you know, and everything. So we just decided to go ahead and take him to the doggy daycare tomorrow. We're going to do that about 8 o'clock. We're probably going to head to Fort Smith about 9 or 10 in the morning, grab some lunch, and we're going to be over at the convention center by 3 o'clock just because I know people show up early. And I, you know, can sit inside there in a nice, cool place, you know, sit and visit, you know, with the other TCW fans that are going to be lined up and just wait for them to open the doors.
Nice. Yeah, they're, you know, it's going to be – going to a TCW live event is like going to an XFI live event. There's thousands of people that show up for this. Now, we had so many people – this is a true story. I'm not just saying this for radio. We had so many people show up to our last event, to Extreme Infinity, on June 29th. We had to open the doors about a half hour ahead of time. I mean, there was just so many people standing outside the convention center. I think even the police called, wanted to know what was going on there, and we had to tell them that it was TCW or it was XFI. And I think I ended up selling 3 or 4 tickets to police officers so that they could get in. They were getting off work and ready to come watch a little hard hitting action. Some of that bone snapping, jaw breaking, arm bar submitting, all kinds of good stuff. Yay, yay. Hey, Aaron Hernandez is in the news again today. New court records say that an associate of Aaron Hernandez told police the former New England Patriot put guns in a box in his basement after returning from the industrial park where his friend was fatally shot.
Wow.
Now, look, man, how do you – this guy is obviously he's a killer, and he's a pro football player. How do you have associates? Like, what makes you not a friend? You're just an associate now.
Yeah, but the guy is sitting there claiming his innocence, and yet he's hiding more guns in his basement.
Yeah, Hernandez pleaded not guilty to murder in the death of Odin Lloyd, a 27-year-old semi-professional football player from Boston, whose body was found June 17th near Hernandez's home in North Attleboro. Authorities believe Lloyd was killed with a 45 caliber Glock, which has not been recovered. Man, this could be in the basement.
It could be in a box in the basement.
They're still
searching.
Yeah, go ahead.
Clint, let me give a shout out here. We got the folks at the Frosty Frog.
Whoa.
Right here at Bell Powwow. Got cotton candy. They got pickles, hot dogs, taco salads, chili pies.
Mm.
You name it.
Clint Davis loves a good taco salad.
Good taco. Right here, the Frosty Frog. Right here at Bell Powwow.
Nice. Are they listening to the Greg Squirrel Show? Do you know if they've
Everybody's been huddled around my little iPhone 4, listening to the show.
Nice. Hey, Frosty Frog people, big shout out to you. If I was there, I would be partaking in the Frosty Frog.
Frosty Frog people are pretty cool. They're getting ready to fire up the cotton candy machine here in a little bit.
Seriously?
Yes.
Mercy sakes. Hey, another event that we've got going on, Cage Warrior Combat 6. I was on a radio show on Sunday night, MMA Breakdown, with the...
Are they the boys from Washington?
No. Cage Warrior Combat 6 is Washington. I was... my new friends at MMA Madhouse. MMA Madhouse is, of course, a global company, I've gotten hooked up with the vice president of MMA Madhouse, and he was on an episode of XFI Live not too long, last week, I believe, last Friday, and answered some trivia questions right, stumped one of the hosts with a question of my own, and ended up winning a free pay-per-view on GFL on Go Fight Live. Now, I'm still working behind the scenes on getting XFI Live, or I mean, I'm not XFI Live, but XFI events on GFL. So,
well, let's do it.
Cage Warrior Combat, I think, is on GFL for $9.99. And it's stacked. Mike Joy and Corey Von Bahr, a great fight. Don't let Mike Joy's record fool you. The guy can fight. Apparently doesn't have a stellar record. Tom Wilson and Dustin Praxedes. I don't know how you say that name. Dark Horse Entertainment presents live MMA. Cage Warrior Combat 6, August 3rd. Doors open at 6 p.m. Fights begin at 7 p.m. Weigh-ins are at 7 p.m. tonight. Tickets are on sale right now, brownpapertickets.com, $35 and $55. That's the price range. This will be at the Point Casino at 7989 Salish Lane, Northeast in Kingston, Washington. Valhall Brewing is one of the sponsors. Primal Combat is also one of the sponsors. I'm looking at the fight card for this, and there's all, let's see, what is there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, it looks like, 14 fights. And we've got A.J. Cobb is going to be on the fight card. I wonder if he's related to Aaron Cobb. Aaron Cobb, of course, is one of XFI's board members, a partner in crime. AJ Cobb looks like he is on a one loss streak here. So hopefully he is 0-1. So he may be looking for a big win. So speaking of a big win, I want to give a shout out to my little cousin Luke Vandermolen. He's a freaking stud. On the football field, the baseball field, and now apparently in the pool. Luke went to his. Let me get the stats on this again. I gotta go to. Mark's Facebook page to get the details. Luke was in his first state swim meet. Third swim competition, first state meet. Luke placed third in the 25-yard freestyle. He placed second in the 25-yard backstroke. And he placed first in the 100-yard relay. First state meet. Pretty impressive.
Cool.
Yay, yay. Good stuff. Got some pictures here. Yeah, and then there's a video of Luke doing batting practice. He's trying out for a traveling team on August the 5th. So good luck, Luke. I hope you get in. He probably will. This kid, he knows how to play ball.
Well, we wish him luck right here from the Greg Squirrel Show. Get up there and kick some fin.
That's right. Good stuff. Yeah, there's not really a whole lot else in the news. Former Auburn running back Michael Dyer is transferring to Louisville. He says he's ready to start a new chapter in his life. He released a statement through Arkansas Baptist College. He got a two-year degree there this year. He said, "I've learned from my past and feel that Louisville is the best place to play the second half of my collegiate career." He said, "I thank God for coaching."
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought he was cut to go to walk on at Arkansas.
Dyer had considered other schools before choosing Louisville, which already will be his fourth collegiate stop. He said, "I was looking for something other than a great football program." What else did he say here? He said, "I wanted a support system that would continue to help me develop socially, emotionally, and spiritually." Why didn't he go to Notre Dame? Most people know that he can play football. This is what he says. He says, "Most people know I can play football, and I'm very capable academically. But this decision is about more than just football. It's about me as a person." What's wrong with this kid? Why is he in so much trouble here?
I have no idea.
Let's see. He cannot comment. Louisville can't comment on Dyer until he's officially enrolls there. But Louisville quarterback Teddy Bridgewater told ESPN's Joe Shad earlier this week that his teammates are open to Dyer joining the team. Dyer visited Louisville last week. He'll be a junior and is eligible to play immediately for Louisville, who is ranked 9th in the USA Today preseason coaches poll. What happened to this guy? Dyer testified last year that his weapon was used by former Auburn teammates in a robbery. Gosh. I'm sure Louisville is just chomping at the bit to get this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, carrying weapons, involved in robberies. Wonderful. Wonderful. My buddy Carlos, who was choked out by Doink the Clown at a TCW live event one time. True story. I got a picture of that. I don't mean that in a bad way, of course. It was just a photo op. And anyway, Doink, rest in peace, buddy. Doink was a great guy. I don't know if there's many people who just got to sit and have conversations with Matt Bourne. But I did. I did. That's one of the many fun things in the life of Clint Davis. Anyway, where am I going with that story?
This is your story, Bob.
My buddy Carlos. Me and Carlos, we used to teach together. He said three more. Now, this guy has a fear of air, right? Like being in the air. 3 more weeks until he gets his pilot license.
Oh, wow.
Then he'll become a terror of the airways. So right now I'm just a terror of the airwaves. But now he is – Carlos is going to be a pilot. So, Carlos, bring your ass back to Fort Smith. Come see some folks. Carlos and I were fixing to go to a TCW live event in Pine Bluff at the Pine Bluff Convention Center. We were going to meet Jake the Snake Roberts. Carlos gets called into the training office the day before. This is Friday. The day before we're going to Pine Bluff. Guess what they tell him? They say, "Carlos, pack your bags. You're being sent to the location in Costa Rica."
Wow.
Costa Rica.
Wow.
I was like, how the hell do I get on that list? Carlos yeah, really? Was actually, he was disappointed about having to go to Costa Rica. We had these big plans. We were going to see, you know, my ex-wife at that time was, she never did anything with me in public, which is probably good. I don't want to be seen with her anyway. So I was always kind of winging it, going by myself to this kind of stuff. And Carlos was like, man, you know, he was a huge wrestling fan. He was on location. On location. He was on loan to us from Kentucky. He came over from Kentucky. Now, you think the name Carlos, you think Hispanic guy. Not even close. This is a white dude with the most hickish Kentucky accent you've ever seen in your life. I don't even know where he got Carlos as a name. His name's Carlos Smith. The name is a bit misleading. Yeah, when they told us he was coming to help us train, I thought, Carlos, geez, here we go. This dude showed up, and I was like, when's Carlos going to get here? He's like, that's me. So, anywho, Luke, Cousin Luke heard a shout-out, so another big shout-out there.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. Nothing else really in the news here. Nothing really. My boy Anthony DeWitt, we kind of started a fire on Facebook. This post has 861 comments and still going.
Wow.
Still going. Yeah, I got a text from my son, and he wasn't going to come today. You know, I get the kids every other weekend, of course, and that's the life of a, I guess, part-time dad or something. I don't know. That's what the state does to us dads, the ones who want to be part of their kids' lives. And then, long story. He just asked me if he could come today. He was going to stay at home. I guess he had some friends that got a new boat or something. He was going to ride on the boat, but apparently the plans were scrapped. So I'll be picking both kids up here about 6:30, and going to get Lily Davis, and then I'll probably go up to Devin's house. My kids live like a half a mile away from me. It's pretty cool.
Cool, 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 my brother. Well, we got about 3 minutes left in the show. Why don't you say we headed to the house, Mr. Clint Davis? It is weekend.
I'm in the studio, and I'm showing we've got 31 minutes and 38 seconds of airtime left.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. I know you got stuff to do. Granny Huckster, she's been waiting patiently over there. Folks, this is the last episode of the Greg Squirrel Show until Monday. So GCW Back to School Bash 4, downtown Fort Smith, Arkansas, at Convention Center. Bell time, 6:30 p.m. Called one of the ticket outlets. They don't have tickets anymore. I'm betting the other two don't as well. So you might have to make your purchase online or show up at the door tomorrow. Show up early because it's going to be packed.
And I will be back Monday afternoon just to give everybody kind of a post-show information. I'm not gonna give a lot of information out, but I am gonna, you know, because we don't want to ruin it for the upcoming episodes, you know, on TCW. But you know, I'll talk a little bit about TCW and kind of you know what happened. So
there you go. I just looked at a message that I missed a minute ago. Cousin Luke's birthday is August the 7th, so we'll have to. What is August the 7th? I still have my July.
August 7th is next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, we're gonna have to do a birthday shout out for Luke, and then my cousin Mark, his birthday is September 8th, and his wife Jessica, her birthday is September 7th. So they've got back to back birthdays there, and then of course 2 days after that is my birthday, big number 32. I'm going to do this one in style. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I don't know. I'm sure you'll read about it on Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure somebody will say something.
Yeah, I bet it.
To the end of this month, gentlemen.
You got a birthday coming up?
Yes, I do. The end of this month, I do.
Wow. What? I'm not going to ask you which one it is, but
I don't mind telling.
Are you going to be 40 14. Now?
14. Oh, I love it. I love you guys. But no, actually, guys, I'm one of these women that don't lie about my age, and it doesn't bother me to talk about my age. I'm going to be 51 on the 29th of this month.
Wow. And dog here, she's dead.
Nice. She's going to be how old?
I'm going to be 51.
51, holy geez. That's not bad at all.
51 times 7.
Well, the first dog year is only like 6 years. The rest of them are seven.
Okay. 7 years.
You,
over 100.
Get his toes out. Granny, you would be 357 years old in dog years.
Well, you know, don't think I would be alive with that, but, you know, that's okay, you know.
I mean, I'm right there behind you. I'd be 224. You know what I think is funny? These people that don't want to talk about their age on Facebook, they don't put it on there. But we all know what year they graduated high school. So we can do the math.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Well, I guess that is it. Squirrel, you got any sponsors you want to shout out to before we make like a fetus head out?
Yeah, we want to say thank you to Excess Energy Drinks for being an official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. If you want some good Excess Energy Drinks that are nice and healthy and not going to cause you to croak over, check with your nearest Amway dealer, Excess Energy Drinks. We also want to say thank you to Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Service for all your mobile DJ karaoke needs. It is Cherokee Entertainment. And we also want to say thank you to Everett Maxi Buick in Bentonville, Arkansas. They're a sponsor today for the Greg Squirrel Show. If you're looking for a new car or truck, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, you name it, they got it. Well, maybe not Pontiacs. I forgot Pontiac don't exist anymore. But you still got your Buicks and your GMCs. Get up there and check out the folks at Everett Maxi. If they can approve me for credit, then I know they can approve you. So let's get out of here. Let's take it to the house. Let's enjoy the weekend, Clint.
Yeah, and also if you're up in that area, don't forget to check out Bentonville Honda Power Sports while you're up there. And, yeah, that's it. That's all we got. Nothing left, man. So I'm going to get ready and pick the kids up, maybe take them to dinner, and maybe go to a movie. I don't know. We might see that new Monsters movie. I've been told not to watch the Smurfs, which I would not do that anyway. But, hey, it's all about the kids. So,
all right, there you go, buddy.
All right. Hey, you guys have a good weekend. My name's Clint Davis. This is the Greg Squirrel Show. Granny Hulkster, we love you, and I'm sorry I won't be able to see you tomorrow. Will not be at the event. I will be covering.
Okay. I will try to have the camera guy take a picture of my poster saying perfection section, where's Clint Davis?
Damn straight, lady. That's why I love you. All right. Squirrel, you got anything else for us before we go?
Just don't forget Border Wars, all you MMA fans. Border Wars 2 at the Cherokee Casino at West Siloam Springs. Doors open at 6. Fights start at 7. Don't forget, you can email me, the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com. And you can also leave any comments on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, Clint Davis on this Facebook page, or the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page. So until Monday, 4 o'clock, we're out of here. See ya.
Yo.
Bye, guys.